Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
We are locked and loaded for a price discovery Thursday edition of America's Hot Barn Report as the numbers roll in from our porting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt and beyond. First, I would like to touch on a subject that is of great concern to our crew at the HBR. Here's the headlines from CNBC. President signs off on TikTok bill. App could face a ban in the U.S. affecting scores of online creators and influencers whose livelihoods will be thrown into chaos. All right, folks that don't have the app are all for it, but us folks that utilize it for production agriculture, promoting purebred herds, how-to country content, and most of all, rural people or ag-based businesses that make their living off TikTok content are like, whoa, wait a damn minute. We are not in any way using the app to compete with our beloved radio stations or satellite radio. We post long-form sale barn and bull sale content on our Hot Barn Report TikTok. It's a large part of our income to support our families, and we're not alone. Oxford Economics reports that small and medium TikTok businesses supported 224,000 jobs and contributed $24 billion to the U.S. economy. So, whoa up, Joe. Now I'm done. Yesterday at the Board of Trade, June fat cattle closed down 190 to 175.25. May feeders tipped 195 to 244.10. August contracts slipped 310 to 256.30. Not a good day by any stretch, but as you know, things are always better at live cattle auctions. Yesterday at Nebraska's Bassett Livestock Auction, 530-pound heifers hit 309, whilst 505-pound steers hit 369. Meanwhile, in the North Woods, Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota had a potload of 855-pound steers boom to 253.25. Iowa bound and down. World-famous Torrington Livestock in Wyoming reports that 40 head of black steers, averaging 680, topped the charts at 313. 545-pounders boomed to 339.50. 850-pound heiferettes as high as 218 at Lemon Livestock. Heifer pairs went from 3,400 to 3,700 yesterday at Platte Livestock Market. If you're looking for grass calves and who ain't, big sales today at Napoleon, North Dakota, Mobridge in Presho, South Dakota, Ogallala, Nebraska, and Friday the spotlight shines on St. Ange Livestock in the beautiful Black Hills. Your old buddy Monty James reporting for America's Hot Barn Report. Out.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Presho Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and St. Ange.
Buyers and sellers of heavy equipment across the country are turning to Purple Wave Auction. Our full-service auction professionals handle every part of each transaction so sellers can get back to running their businesses and bidders can trust us to make the buying process safe and simple. Our transparent marketplace is free of reserves, minimum bids, and hidden fees. If you're upgrading or downsizing or just want to update your inventory of farm, construction, or fleet equipment, then don't wait. Visit PurpleWave.com today. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.